Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, so before we get started, if you have downloaded the Uncommon Teen app, you may have noticed a brand new tab called Don't Miss a Thing. When you click on this tab, it'll give you the option to drop your name and your email so that you can get plugged into our email list and stay in the know for all things Uncommon Teen. We're talking trending topics, important news, upcoming events, and so much more, which, by the way, it is now November, and we've got some pretty awesome things that we are going to be doing to give back to you this November, along with some really special announcements, so you don't want to miss out. All right, so this week we're on the second part of our series about overcoming secret sin. Even if you are not in secret sin, I encourage you to listen to this series, part one and part two, because this wisdom could help you be a light in somebody else's life who is dealing with secret sin. In last week's episode, we talked about what secret sin is, how to make sure you don't find yourself in a place where you're hiding secret sins. And then lastly, we started talking about two of the six ways to overcome secret sins so that you can make sure that you will never go back again. Now, I recently read a statistic, and ladies, this statistic was actually from 2012, so 9 years ago. But this statistic says that 70% of teens hide their online activity from their parents. If this was 2012, 9 years ago, I know, especially with all the technology that we have today, that statistic is probably a whole lot higher. Now, I want you to think about secret sin like this. Even if you honestly aren't doing something bad, like reading a Christian book or playing a wholesome video game, if you feel the need to hide something from your parents, it's in that moment of hiding that you have stepped into sin. So secret sin can be inappropriate things online, or it can be actually good stuff that we're not doing in the right time. Proverbs 28:13 tells us that if we hide our sins, we will not succeed. They will be found out. However, if we confess them and reject them, we may get in trouble, but we will have mercy in the long run. If you find that you're in a place where you're hiding secret sins and you feel so guilty or ashamed about it, you feel like you're stuck, like nobody else understands where you are, you don't feel like you can talk to anybody, you feel like you're just in a place where you're trapped, I want you to know that there is hope for you, there is healing for you, there is freedom for you. With God, that yoke of secret sin can be destroyed. John 8:31-32 says, and this is Jesus speaking, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and that truth shall make you free." There is freedom in Christ. Now, if you've not yet listened to part one of this series, I encourage you, go back and listen to that episode. It's episode 41, Overcoming Secret Sins, part one. You will be thankful that you did. So today we're going to continue talking about how to become free from secret sins and how you can make sure to never go back there again. And like I said, if you are not struggling with a secret sin, use this wisdom and use this knowledge to be a light in this dark world, because I'm telling you, ladies, I hear it over and over again from teen girls. They are struggling with secret sins. They are struggling with conversations that they're having with boys that they shouldn't be having. They're struggling with doing inappropriate things, and they don't know how to break free from it. This world is hurting, and they are feeling so trapped, and they are feeling so stuck in that sin, that weight of sin. And ladies, you can be a light to help point them in that right direction so that they can become free. So last week, we talked about two of the six steps to not only get free, but stay free. The first thing that we talked about is repent. Repent basically just means to change your mind. It's saying to God, "Lord, my way is not working. I tried to do this on my own. I am making a decision today to go your way. Acts 3:19 in the Amplified Classic version of the Bible says, "So repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God so that your sins may be erased, blotted out, and wiped clean." And that is exactly what can happen to secret sins when you repent and you turn your mind to God. And you say, "God, I'm going your way." God will take those sins. He will erase them. He will blot them out and wipe them clean as if they've never even happened. The second thing, after we decide to repent and turn to God, is we need to run to Him. Jeremiah 29:13, and this is God speaking. He says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." If you really want to get free, you must. It's not a choice. You must fill that void that sin is going to leave behind once you walk away from it. You must fill it with God. When you feel tempted, I encourage you to talk to God about it and then get into His Word and start reading. Ephesians 1, the book of John. Those are great places to start with understanding truly who you are in Christ. And then turn on some praise music and soak in the truth that God so loves you. Now, number three is this. You need to renew your mind to the Word of God. We talk about this a lot, almost on every single episode of the Uncommon Teen podcast, because it's so important. Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Life transformation starts from the inside out. It doesn't start with changing your behavior, but it starts with changing what's on the inside of you. Because it's what's on the inside of you that's eventually going to come out. You know, so many times we try to step away from that sin and we're just like, "No, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore." But that sin always draws us back and it always pulls us in because we haven't changed what was on the inside of us. We just tried to change our behavior. God says, "You don't have to change your behavior before you come to me. Come to me first, and then we'll start to renew your mind to the Word of God. And then as you renew your mind to the Word of God, that's what's going to change you from the inside out." I want to encourage you. I want you to create something that I like to call your life book. On the first page of your life book, I want you to find three verses that talk about the victory that you have in Christ. Then I want you to write down the first verse in your notebook, just like it's written in the Bible. Make sure to include what book the Bible is from and what chapter and verse it's found in. That way you can always go back later and read it. But after you've written that first verse down, skip a line and write it out again. Only this time, I want you to write it as a prayer to God from you. So here's an example of what I mean. Romans 8:37 says, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." So go ahead and write that verse out in your notebook, just like that. Then skip a line, and now you're going to write it out as a prayer. "Thank you, Lord, that yet in the midst of the sin that's trying to overtake me, I am more than a conqueror through You who love me." So you're just writing it out in your own words, writing it out as a prayer to God from your heart. Then I want you to do the same for two more verses. And then after you get those done, every morning you get up and every night when you go to bed, and if you need to take it with you during the daytime, and if that temptation tries to come on you, get that notebook out, read through the verses, and then pray out loud those prayers that you wrote down based off of those verses. Praying the Word of God is how we see results happen in our lives. We don't pray just for comfort because it's what we're supposed to do. We pray so that we can get results. Mark 11:24 says that whatever things you believe when you pray, you will receive it. Speak those out loud every single day and watch how God comes through for you every single time. If you would like more examples of verses that you can write down in your life book, be sure you have dropped your name and your email into that Don't Miss a Thing tab and get on our email list, because this week on November 3rd, I am going to be sending out an email that is going to give you a list of verses that talk about your freedom in Christ and how you have freedom over sin, how you have freedom over anything that might try to pull you away from God. And you can write those verses in your life book and pray them. Now, if you listen to this episode and it's after November 3rd, 2021, you can still get that email. All you have to do is click on that tab that says Connect with Jamie and in the box write Overcoming Sins Verses or something along those lines. And I will get that email directly to you as well. I want you to be able to have these resources so that you can walk in the freedom that God has given you. All right. So number one, we've repented. Number two, we've run to God. Number three, we've begun to renew our minds to Christ. Now, number four, this one right here, and also number five, are probably the two biggest downfalls that most Christians have and why they fall back into secret sin, because they don't do these two steps. And let me tell you why. They are simple, but they are not easy. Number four is remove yourself from the losing position that will put you right back into that temptation. And what I mean is this, if you're struggling with something online, first, I want you to talk to your parents. It's not easy. Then ask them to put the highest internet filter on your phone, on your computer, on your devices as possible with a password that only they know. That way, when they're not around, you're able to keep yourself out of that temptation and be able to be held accountable. That may seem extreme, but you can't win when you put yourself in a losing position. Romans 13:14, and this is in the Passion Translation of the Bible, it says, instead, fully immerse yourself into the Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and don't waste even a moment's thought on your former identity to waken its selfish desire. Don't even give yourself a chance to go back there. Then number five, and like I said, four and five are the hardest steps out of all of these, and they are probably the biggest reason why people fall back into sin is because they don't do them. Number five, get rid of any relationships that are causing you to step into secret sin. See, I told you, that last one and this one, they're not easy, but they are so necessary. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companions, the friends of fools, they are the ones that will be destroyed. So if you have friends that are leading you into secret sin, you are the one that's going to end up being destroyed. And I don't want your life destroyed. Do you have any friendships that are leading you away from God instead of closer to him? Do you have any friends that you know when you spend time with them, you're going to compromise your values and who you are? Do you have any friends that if your parents saw what you were doing around them or what they were doing around you, that you know you would be in a lot of trouble? These friends are not worth it. They're not worth it. If they are leading you into sin, you've got to get rid of them. There is a saying that says, show me your three closest friends and I will show you your future. Show me your three closest friends and I will show you yourself. Show me your three closest friends and I will show you where your life will end up. Think about your three closest friends, the ones that you spend the most time with. Are they what you want to end up like? I want you to think about that. The friends you choose will either help you make the right choices or they'll help you make wrong choices. When you have the right voices speaking to you, it will be easier to make the right choices. When you have the right voices speaking to you, they will lead you in the right direction. If you have not listened to the episodes on friends, this is episodes 4 and 5 from back in February. Go back and listen to those episodes. It will help you so much learning what to do with toxic friends and how to make good, godly friends. Make that decision to step away from those friends. You will be amazed at the friends that God brings into your life as you choose to make the right choices. Then the last one, number six, is this: rejoice. God has freedom for your future. With God, the yoke of secret sin can be broken. And when you really begin to know the truth, that truth makes you free. I want to give you a couple of thoughts about your future. Know that life is connected. The decisions you make today will directly affect the destiny God has for your life and if you actually fulfill it or not. When you're faced with temptation, ask yourself, what do I want now? Versus what do I want more? What I want now is to go back into this temptation. But what I want more is to walk in freedom, to walk in the freedom that God has given me. Do you want to end up broken and hurting and trapped by sin? Or do you want to live that life of freedom, making an impact on the friends around you? Maybe even helping them to get free of secret sins that they're hiding. Your today matters. Your tomorrow matters. Your life matters. God created you to make a huge impact in the lives of those around you. Don't let the enemy stop you from being all that God has created you to be. All right, ladies. So as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. my beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. Ladies, you are all a blessing, and I want you to know that I pray for you all every single day. It is an honor to get to walk this journey with you. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.